Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Grudge.com. Session this evening. I just kind of want to wish everyone a happy Wednesday. And to get things kicked off, Artie, Big J, and myself would like to thank each and every one that came out to the state capitol race this weekend. For the ones that missed it, all I can say is that, we had a blast down there. So it's kind of one of which. Just tell everyone, man, that we really do appreciate you guys coming out for your support. And hopefully that not only that we will be looking to do a second one after that, but in the meantime, I hope everyone had fun, which didn't have a whole lot of people really had too much negatives to say. I mean, if it was issues that arise, we were there to kind of jump on top of them and try to get them resolved. So, I think overall it was a good event. Got a chance to see some racing. I think people came all the way from. We had a few from California, New Jersey. So it basically was a nice event, I would say. So again, I just want to say that each and every one of want to reach our hands out to say thanks for the support and you all continue to do so. With this time here, we're gonna kind of move along for as any upcoming events. That somebody wanted to come out and say, I can open the lines up now. You can kind of come out and voice as soon as you know of an event that's going on at the bike world that needs to know, testing tune session or something. We'll take a couple of minutes and open up the lines and kind of let someone. All right, I don't see anyone saying anything. I go on. Well, coming up, March the 30th in Macon, Georgia, we're going to have the first season opener all bike event. And basically, the classes are going to be 6-0 class, and we're doing a true stock hand clutch class as well. And the rules with the hand clutch thing because we was reading on cycle bike where a few had questions and stuff, but we're going to limit the wheelbase to 74 inches, and you got to have a street tire on there. And if I feel like it get to the point where people are trying to basically sneak in with the what I call them the funny clutches, and we would have a tech guy to kind of tech the bikes in at the station lane there before the race starts. So therefore, won't nobody be trying to sneak in there with no bike and trying to run without, you know, with the stock hand clutches. Now, we also will give them the option before the race start that if the guys wouldn't mind those kits running in that class, then, you know, I don't have any problem with it. But as of now, we're going to do tech, and if it's to the point where we have several bikes or at least 10 of them that wants to run a separate class, then we would definitely make plans to have that as well. So just kind of wanting to get that out there. And also, 8 to the 6th, there will be a season open at Hub City Dragway as well. Nice bike event thing. The classes are going to be Street ET and a Extreme 880 Index and Grids and stuff. So just kind of want to throw that out there. And also, Rockingham has a race too, 8 to 6. I think that's Dano's first race. Got a chance to chat with him for a few minutes at the race itself, and basically just trying to catch up and see what was going on with him for all the racing he has planned for you guys this year. So hopefully get the chance to see some good racing this year. And again, like I said, if anybody got any other tracks or any other info on some events that they know of, like I said, feel free to open up the line now. You can come out and, you know, talk about your racing for a second, a minute or two. All right. Well, I guess no one else has one. Well, today's topic, I was thinking, I was checking. Okay, we have one caller here. 1-0-0-0. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I just caught the beginning of what you were talking about, a stock hand clutch class.
Mm-hmm.
What event is that at?
This is going to be the Twigs race, March the 30th.
March the 30th?
Right, over in Macon, Georgia.
What's the entry fee?
The that was going to be a gambler's race where the racers, I had put $20 on the flyer, you know, but we can raise the pot up to more than 20 if the pot is agreed to it. And there will also be a belt that we're going to be giving out with the class as well.
Have you had this class there before last year?
No, I didn't have it, but I was running a 6-0 class there a lot, and I noticed a lot of those guys in the 6-0 class and stuff. You know, there's a lot of hand clutch class bikes out there, mm-hmm. So I was just thinking trying to do something different this year as well with the 6-0 class, because I know there's a lot of hand clutch bikes around. And, you know, just kind of want to make it fair for everyone.
So is it like a winner-take-all thing, or is it
Right. We can do a winner-take-all, or we can, you know, do a first or second place. But as of now, the plan was winner-take-all plus the belt that we had to give to the winner.
Did you announce it yet anywhere else, or are you just talking about it
Yeah,
now?
No, it's on Cycle Bike as well, about the hand clutch class, because a few guys came on and asked about the rules and stuff, you know, will it be a true stock hand clutch, or would it be, you know, one where you can add, you know, the Hayes clutches and all that stuff in there.
And so, it's just stock from the factory, right?
Right, and we did say you can use lockups, you know, pretty much lockups, you know, that would be about the max.
Like a single stage lockup, or can you use the Hayes and the GAM and all that shit?
Well, no, we was actually trying to keep it, you know, close to stock as possible. That's the reason why I'm saying that you could get away with the lockups in the clutch. Now, also, too, if we get to the point where we got about 10, 15 guys or more want to get into the other class with the hand clutch, then we would do a call a class, something like a modified clutch, hand clutch class or something, where, you know, those, where all the Tim Hay clutches or the Rock, you know, clutches or whatever, you pretty much get away with anything in that class.
I got you.
That would be another option, too. Because I've gotten calls about that, too. And so I basically explained it to them as well, you know, saying that I want to keep it close to stock as possible for the true stock hand clutch class with the lockup. But if we have people that want to run in that other class, you know, with the hand clutch, then we can set up a class with that. That wouldn't be no problem.
Okay, cool. Appreciate that.
All right. Yeah, indeed. Because, let's see, I was trying to think. Because there's been a lot of people, like I said, call asking about both classes. So I'm thinking that both classes probably would be full in that. But the main thing is just, you know, someone trying to come with a funny clutch, trying to run in their stock hand clutch, and probably going to have to end up getting a tick guy or something to kind of check, like, to not let the bikes kind of get through the stage and, you know, the line for it trying to enter into that class. I know it'll probably be hard for us to do, but, you know, we'll try to stay on top of it.
Or we can kind of usually watch a bike and see if he's really working the clutch or throwing it, and maybe, you know, if we, not like a protest, but say, hey, you know, after that round, pull your clutch cover off and let's see what you got in there. It looks like you were throwing that shit, you know.
Right, and one other guy was telling too, like, you can have the guys come and start the bikes up and, you know, release the clutch, and then if the, you know, bike kind of stalls and sit there, when you know that they basically don't have no two hand clutch in the bike.
Exactly.
You know, so it's things that we can do, you know, for us to try to test that.
Play it by ear, that's cool.
Right, but yeah, we definitely would have the option, you know, if it's, a lot of them want to run in that other class too, with the hand clutch. Yeah,
sounds good.
No problem doing it. Yeah. Man, I was looking for you. I know you probably couldn't made it down. I believe you would have got you some nice runs over there in at State Capitol.
Yeah, I heard there was some nice action going on over there. I tried to send the bike down with Shine, but it didn't work out.
Oh, I understand.
I bought a new rig and been working on a lot, so.
I got you. Yep, I definitely got you. Would you be at the My Rock race up there in March?
The Rockingham one?
The Rockingham one.
Nah, I'm going to miss that one.
Okay. Yeah, definitely understand that.
Last year kind of drained me out with all that traveling.
I understand.
I thought the winner would charge my battery, but still feeling it.
Right, I understand that. I got a quick question, Mac. Maybe you can answer this.
Okay.
Man, I've seen a lot of flat slick bikes this weekend at State Capitol.
Okay.
And when I say flat slicks, I mean flat slick, everything, man, run around with a flat slick on it.
Okay.
These cats I've noticed too when they was talking, and I just kind of mingled around a few when I could get a break or whatever from trying to help out. People were being approached with races or whatever, man, and they were turning the races down. It wasn't funny, but I just kind of started smiling because I was like, man, now this is the perfect opportunity to get your race or whatever. But at the same time, you know, they was asking all the questions, what your bike set up and all. Pretty much they wanted to know how fast your bike is running and everything. So I'm like, man, I mean, all of these bikes and it's. But my question to you is, man, is this season going to start off like, man, everybody kind of waiting around for the get a easy win or something? Or do you think that the racing is going to really kick off the way people were thinking or what?
Well, my opinion on that is, in the last few years, it sure seems like people want to know how fast a bike is before they'll race it. You know, I believe if you just tell me what I could see on your bike, if you tell me before I get there if you got a flat slick and you're 73 inches long and you're all motor, I don't need to see how fast your bike is, you know what I mean? But it seems like a lot of people want to see a bike make the test pass first. They want to, you know, try to talk to somebody to see if they know what it runs, that kind of shit. But there are people, you know, still out there that, you know, that don't give a fuck, that will just, you know, get it in. But I don't know. That's a tough question.
Now, at first it was making single passes down the track, so we kind of modified that to have it where you would have to run side by side, and that kind of got kicked off pretty good. So I think that was a good idea. Got to see people, you know, run, which wasn't no race or anything, but it kind of made it interesting. Let me see. I look like I've lost CJ. I have lost him. But any upcoming lockup, I'm going to ask a question to anybody out there that's listening now. Who would you like to see race this year? I mean, because with all these new bikes and stuff coming out, I've kind of seen a lot of bikes that I would love to see try each other. I got to give my props out to Texas. I mean, they came over and they sold out. Much props to them for doing that. I mean, I was really shocked when and all the Texas crew out there, man, doing their thing. And wasn't too many of them turning down races, but, I mean, looked like Texas just stole the show. And I got to give them
good.
A definite prop. Yeah,
that's good. I like to see Texas stand up.
Yeah. And they got back home, man, and started talking up noise and stuff as well. So I'm like, man.
Did Michael Phillips have that bike there?
Yeah, they did have the bike there. I think they made a pass, narrowed a part of it, and I want to say they put it back up for the remainder of the day because I only, I think, may have watched them make one pass with the bike. But like I said, I was all over the place, so they may have made another one too, but I seen them make one. But there's a lot of out-of-towners there. Big Rod and his crew was there. Chachi.
That's awesome and, that they made that, they came that far.
Yeah, they did. A few of my buddies with the ProMod bikes, man, they got trapped in the snow up there in Kansas City, Missouri, so they couldn't.
Yeah, KC got hit hard.
Yeah, and so they was calling, man, saying, man, we hate that, you know, there's nothing that you could do when you have snow and stuff on the ground. So, you know, I told them it'd probably be a next time. Like I said, Chachi, Eric, and all those guys were down here, brother-in-law, came down. We got him a
nice long
turnout. The turnout was overall good, man. Even though we had cloudy weather there for the first part of the morning and throughout the day, I think the sun finally peaked out around maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. So, but after then, I mean, it looked like when the sun came out, that was just basically open season then. The street tea crabs we had, you know, it was a nice event. I know a few guys was kind of complaining about hot lapping the bikes, you know, pretty much. But with the number of entries that we had in there, you know, didn't want to stall out the Grus guys and, you know, run the ET. So we just had to kind of speed along the process. I think Joey from Alabama won the heavy hitters class.
Okay. And now what were the rules in that class?
Basically, you know, they all weighed each other in. And so I don't think anybody got in the super heavy hitter class. I think it was about four entries into the heavy hitter. That was Joey, Big Rob. We got the guy down there in Louisiana named Bandit, called him Turbo Bandit. and there was another that was in it as well. And
but they weren't showing their time, right?
No, they weren't showing their time.
Okay.
And so that was a fun little class. But the guy from Louisiana, I think, took the Street ET class too. I think we had Super Dave over there as well.
I saw Super Dave going rounds.
Right. And Super Dave normally wins those 3DT classes, so I don't. I hadn't had a chance to chat with him to see what happened or who eliminated him or what. But I know in Texas, man, he takes that 3DT.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, indeed. But let's see. Yeah, we got two callers. I'm gonna go on and open up the line here real fast and see what we got. 1746. Your line is open, and 2639. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
I heard y'all say something about Michael Phillips. I'm not for sure, but I know him and Custer Cutts to be running real soon.
Did they do what now?
Michael Phillips.
Can you speak up a little? Turn your volume on just a little.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, Custom Cuts and Mike Phillips are supposed to be running real soon. I'm not sure what about, but I remember hearing him talk about it. And I've been seeing these little posters on YouTube.
Yeah, they were supposed to race. They were supposed to race down there, but I think Custom Cuts had some bad weather or something at home.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, CJ, Chris, everybody else?
Yo, what's happening?
Not much. Chris, I just wanted to mention, I got an announcement to make about March the 30th. I got this new nitrous refill system. I will be filling bottles at the race. From now on, okay. If anybody need any nitrous, Chris,
nice.
You're welcome to announce it. Just come to my trailer. You can stand there and watch me refill it. It's guaranteed, you know, for a small fee. But I will be filling nitrous bottles.
Okay.
And I talked to the owner of Angola, and we're supposed to be getting together pretty soon. Hopefully it can be actually before March the 30th. Hopefully we can get together in Valdosta and run that race with Angola, but I couldn't make it over there. Everything that left Louisiana came my way, and it was just too bad for me to come over that way. I'm sorry, fellas. I mean, call it what you want to call it, but family come first when it comes to that weather.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah, man. That would be nice. I mean, just let us know or something. Shoot, I'm sure a lot of us probably would go and check that out. Hold on, we got another caller here. We're going to open up the line, 3750. Yes, your line is open.
What's up, Chris? What's up, Cuts?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's happening with you, man?
Not much, my brother.
The weather was nice, though, Cuts.
I know, man, but, I mean, you got to understand that what left y'all, I had to drive through, and I couldn't, man. I came
from the
8. Yeah, but I'm not in the 8. I'm south. I'm down here by Valdosta.
Now all that weather was the same everywhere, man.
Let me tell you something, bro. I got water in my backyard right now, man. I ain't got a problem. I got stuck in my backyard the other day, man.
The show you heard about the world
section holds over there, bless my
trust me, purple. I wanted to come, trust me, everything loaded up. I spent major money to come over there, but no dice. But guess what? It's still a lot of months in the year left, so we don't
you got plenty of time to run.
I wanted to ask a comment that Chris made about he seen so many flat sleek bikes over there and nobody wanted to run. See, that's one thing I don't understand. I don't understand why it takes one man to come and crank everything up. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, just to show you how lucky the weather was over there, it poured down rain and about, what would you think, Purple Rain, about 20, about 10 miles away from the track, and it poured down all around the track, but it did not rain at the track, not one time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And just to show you how good the track conditions were, man, the sun, we were dealing with maybe 50, 60 degrees weather with no sun all day long, man, and I just got to give the track props for staying on top of the track, man. They noticed when a few bikes started, you know, having trouble, and they shut the track down and started prepping, and, you know, just I can't do nothing but speak highly of the track.
But, and I got to say it was a nice event.
Yep, you're right. No, I didn't see any incidents where two people was getting into it or nothing. I didn't see no people, you know, getting all out of rage, and the staging lane was kind of kept them kind of flowing. And it was overall, I would say it was one of the best events that I've
yes.
for it.
Yes.
So.
How was the track looking, Chris?
The track was looking real good, perfect.
He was racing.
I had one of my buddies there with his pro mod bike, and he didn't want a chance, really. I mean, you know, testing it out down there, which I can understand that. So he just kind of, you know, left his state on the trailer, kind of came and checked out the race and stuff. But other than that, man, everybody just had a ball. Guess we got one more caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line here. 5747. Your line is open.
Hey. All right. What's up, Chris? It's Terrence. They're listening, dog.
Hey, Terrence. Okay. All right. But yeah, I think, who was that? Those plastic bikes, man, they was definitely leading the line there, man. I've seen an accident. One guy flipped a bike over 360 on it. It was a turbo bike. I mean,
Damn.
Did any of y'all see that?
I saw a turbo bike leaving, and he was putting his feet up right away. I don't know if that was him, but it looked like he was leaving and putting his feet up right away. That could happen if you start going up.
Right. Got a chance to talked to Gucci, and he came back smiling, so he said he didn't have any trouble getting down the track or nothing with his turbo bike, and I know Gucci made about two or three passes down through there, so.
And Gucci rolls, too.
Yeah.
Hey, CJ, you better watch what you say, because I think that's some of the same advice you gave me. So, I mean, I don't know if you were trying to hit below the belt, but I remember
actually,
you telling me that.
Actually, I wasn't hitting below the belt because until you just said it, now I remember us having that conversation. But now there's a video on Cycle Bike, and this turbo bike, he makes like three or four passes, and as soon as he leaves, his feet are up. I don't know. I just, from experience, I like to down until the bike settles in. That's all.
Right.
Yeah.
That I'm not hitting below the belt this year at all. No arguments for me this year.
Hey, and you know what? I pray to God that we don't end up at the same hotel with you, Shine, and your whole pit crew this year. I would make a point not to end up at, because y'all, man, y'all wake up too early for me.
I heard that.
They definitely are. They had racing on their mind.
Chris, I wonder why those guys weren't calling anybody out. I mean, why do you think?
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press.
What was the question, Cousin?
I said, I wonder, why do you think those flat slick boosters and bikes wasn't calling each other out? Do you think they was trying to just be friends?
No, I think everybody was just kind of waiting to see everybody make a pass and kind of make judgment then.
Oh,
and
so you know what?
About that, if you look like me, get next to me.
Thank you. And that's one thing I like about the Dream Team. When we got ready to do our race, you shouldn't have to ask all them questions. If you want a man head, if you want to beat that man, if you're able to call him out and willing to call him out, be willing to run whatever he brings to the table. And I never asked a man how much he weighs or how much nitrous he's spraying or want to make a pass. That's why a lot of people think I'm cocky on Psycho Bike, but a lot of times that's why I like to go off the truck, because I don't want you to use that excuse when I beat your head in that I wanted to see a pass.
Yeah, but 90% of the riders out there, you're lighter than your body weight, which helps a lot.
Yeah, but when you ride these bikes like I own and the Dream Team own, a lot of other guys own, and that weight, yeah, I'm telling you, by the time it matters, the finish line is right there in your face. The finish line is right there in your face. Trust me, I don't see skinny dudes lose. I don't see fat guys beat, oversized guys beat skinny guys. I don't see skinny guys beat oversized guys. I mean, I don't ask no questions, because I'm in a man's game now. I don't ask boy questions.
I've seen a lot of races myself, too, over the years.
Yeah. We got one more caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line here. 9439. Your line is open.
Yes, sir. Hey, we were going to lock this racing in since you talking about you do all this racing and you don't ask nobody about their bike and shit. You want me to take a picture of my bike? No, let's see. When we gonna lock this race in? That's what I want to know.
I don't
know.
Who are you?
I don't know. It doesn't matter who it is.
I mean, I can't lock her. This man may have a space shuttle. I mean, who are you? What kind of? I mean, what do you own?
A 1000 Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane. Oh, okay, Eddie Kane. Well, I asked you. Can you come the 30th?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, Chris, I mean, I got all your information, Chris. All I got to do is just get the money to Chris. That's it. And I asked you to PM your number to me so we can actually talk. Say what now?
A couple times.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, can you please get his number so we can get this? And I think that'll be a good race, because one thing about me, I'm not afraid to lose. I'm definitely not afraid to win.
Okay.
So I mean, please give your number to Chris when we get off of here or whenever you can, because we can get that on, dog. I mean, it ain't nothing but a race.
I'm going to get to him now, because I don't want no excuses. Chris. Hear me.
Hey, this 9439, you can be reached at that number.
Call me at this number. Number
him. Oh, let me, I tell you what, before you give your number out, can Bud Light get in contact with you?
Yeah, he got my number.
Okay, I'll get in contact with him, and we'll do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want everybody to understand, in the grubs world, that it's easy, it's simple. You see how simple that was?
Really?
Real simple. I mean, it's no trash talking, no nothing. All you got to do is just call me. We set up the time, set up the date. Let's do it. That's it. Well, boy, I'm going to tell you, the only thing you need to be afraid of, Eddie Kane, is the week after I win this race, because Psycho Bike, Grudge Talk Radio will be blowing up. just ask the Dream Team. Just ask the Dream Team. I don't race people to get them out of the game. I race them to put them out of the game.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
You ain't got nothing to do with that.
This is a head up race.
It's gonna be head up through the 8th of mile in Tweed, March 30th.
It's gonna be ugly.
Yeah, that's what you say. The only thing gonna be ugly is the color of your bike when it comes across the finish line. Because that black and orange don't care about nobody.
We going to see. And matter of fact, anybody else with a motorcycle that want to run Eddie Kane, no Willie Bar Booster 1000, it don't matter. Can get it. Ain't matter
now,
anybody.
You talking about want to run Eddie Kane? You call me. You ain't going to come. Ain't no way I'm going to let you come into Georgia and be the fastest Booster in Georgia. Now, I can't say that. I can't say I got the fastest Booster in Georgia. Leonidas, the Cheetah Bike, all them answer to me. They my puppies.
They ain't got nothing to eat. They ain't got nothing to eat. I'll beat the shit out of you.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, you know who you remind me of? You remind me of Tackle Box. You remind me of Tackle Box.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Come on down from North Carolina. Bring your tuna, because my tuna, he got an apartment here in Georgia, so it don't matter. Bring your tuna with you.
You're talking about Macon, right?
Yeah,
right, Macon.
Yes, 45 minutes from my house.
Okay, so that means you're going to have a lot of people there butting with you, right?
Look, I can only speak from my pocket.
Oh,
but
okay. I just remember last year when you were saying, if you're close to the house, we can get
look,
out of that.
Look. Wait, hold on, CJ. Now, I'm gonna ask y'all something now.
That was just a question.
I understand that, CJ, but when I came up to North Carolina, they told me to come up with what I can come up with, and I did, and they struggled to come up with the pot.
I don't know who you were talking about. I wasn't there.
I'm talking about L. When I got ready to run L bike, they struggled to come up with that look. I don't want to say the number, but I was 4 off from 10 grand.
But let me tell you this. I can't speak for who you tried to run in the past. All I want you to do is stand on your motherfucking head and see what come out your pocket and see don't like
it. Wow. Why you blowing your stats, Kane?
Kane,
so he ready to race, man.
Man, Kane ready to talk. He better hope he get from North Carolina. He got a couple of states to go through before he get to me. I'm already here. March the 30th. I'm 45 minutes away from the track. Now, look, we're going to see if the weather stop me. I don't care if it's snowing. I'm going to drive to that track.
Yeah, good shit. I'm coming. As soon as that man called me and tell me what's in this can, we need to work the details out before we run for this day. We need to get all that in place for.
Okay. Look. I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Just call Chris, and then you can call me. I stay up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so the line's open.
I want you to be wide awake when we make this call. I don't want you half asleep coming. You don't remember.
Man, look here, man. Look. You can take that little 1,000 and put it back on the titty, because you ain't getting no milk out of me.
You done been milked. You ain't got no milk.
Oh, boy, Chris, I got everybody around the world trying to race me. I got NHRA racers. I got Eddie Kane. Next, I'm going to have Airbus and Air 51.
Let me clear this up. I ain't only trying to run you. I'm trying to run anybody.
Anyway,
look, I'm not trying to side nothing, but Tackle Box is going to put up a thing out there that said wasn't no big bikes, be it Twig. So I'm hoping one of them was listening tonight where they could hear that that announcement you just made. That if anybody wanted to run your bike, that you will be able to take care of them.
Yeah, look, Chris, look, let me tell you something, man. He did one race last year and got drugged by Headbuster. How dare he come on Grudge Talk Radio and try to act like he a big dog? You a small fry, King. You a small fry.
Since you wouldn't run Headbuster with your scared ass.
You know why? Because I'm smart.
Didn't I step up? I stepped up. You wouldn't do that.
You know what? What you mean I didn't step up? I ran the old J-Down bike. I ran cocaine. I ran an ATP power horse.
You didn't run nothing.
Wow. Why did
you run
Headbuster?
You so tough.
Why did run Headbuster? I'm going to tell you. Now, listen, Kane. I went to Cobra Commander's trailer down there in Cecil, in Valhalla, and I called Cobra Commander out after I got finished beating cocaine, and Cobra Commander stayed in the trailer.
Hell, you didn't run. You wasn't asking to run nobody. Who the hell is Cobra Commander?
The Headbuster was tore up. Headbuster had threw a shim out of something. He said he couldn't run. You better ask around. You better ask everybody at the track. I went around.
I can smell you through the phone, pussy.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Guys, hold on. We got one more caller here. Let me open up the line. 0143. Your line is open. 0143, your line is open.
That's Speedy. I can tell him he's not saying that. That's Speedy. Hey, Buster, why don't you say something? I'm waiting for you, baby.
Stop lying.
Stop lying.
Wow.
A hater is born.
And I gave Eddie Kane a little credit for just being a bike that's out there trying to run. But tonight, you're flawed.
They actually spoke highly of the guy, though. They started a topic out there about Eddie Kane bike, I believe, today.
I mean, you know, and he got five comments on it. I mean, they put a topic out there, he got five hits on it. I mean, come on, Chris.
Hold up.
If you don't have more than 1,000, they put a topic out there about me, I get 1,000 in the first hour.
But you know what? And 999 of them got them to say you flow, you in the way, you dodging races. I ain't never seen none of them say you're fast.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, if I'm in the way, if I'm in the way, why do Billy Bowles keep messaging me on Facebook saying, "Oh, I appreciate how you getting out there running, but your bike is slow and this and that." I got the feds concerned about what I do. The only people that are concerned about what you do is right there in that house with you, your family.
Well, who the fuck is Billy? Billy ain't been
wow.
No damn body.
Well, hey, Eddie Kane, you better watch out because when I say that, everybody jump on my case. Billy is God in the racing world. Let some people tell it.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Hey, Eddie, I've been saying that for years. Who is Billy? But everybody bash me when I say that.
If Billy 1,000, I get in his ass too. I ain't got no problem with that.
Well, you know what? When I came to North Carolina and got ready to run DDR, that L bike, Billy Bowles said he had his hands in that. They was all in the trailer trying to beat one mechanic, DTM.
Yeah, I don't know. All I can do is speak for Eddie Kane.
Yeah, your mechanic ain't got nothing on mine. Your mechanic ain't nothing on mine. We tune the wind. We don't tune the like the scoreboard up. We tune the wind. I can run a 5-0. As long as I beat your head in, that's good enough for me. Because I tear my ticket up. When I win, I don't even look at the ticket. I look at them dollars.
Guys, hold on here. We got another caller here. This 2640. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
When that race y'all talking about?
That's March the 30th over in Twigs.
Oh. So they probably have a race
from,
March.
I'm from Atlanta.
What was that?
How far is it from Atlanta?
About 45 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, about 45 minutes from Atlanta, yeah. It's nowhere, dog.
All right. And it's, yeah. I think 75 will bring you straight down,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just come on out. Just killing off of the man.
I thought they supposed to have a race March the 9th in Lena, Mississippi. So they supposed to be throwing a race March the 9th.
It is, but it's the track, whatever, basically. It's a street heat class. And basically, class. And it'll be set up for grudge too, but mainly just street heat. Or even throwing a 530 car class in just to have something,
right.
You know, to do.
Okay.
But for the guys that run classes or whatever, I think that'll be, you know, the person to come over and win some money.
Chris, is there any way that you can get a belt made for Eddie Kane, the winner out of here, Eddie Kane? Because I would love to have his name engraved in that belt.
Well, we making work something out to have something like that. If we go on and get this locked in and get everything.
Yeah, seriously. And no crazy pots. I'm going to make it worth your while, but no crazy pots. I'm not rich, fellas. I'm not rich. I'm only fast. I'm not rich. I can't be two things at once. I'm fast, I'm not rich. You know?
Yeah.
y'all keep bringing that North Carolina money to me. I tell you what, by the end of the year, I'll be sitting on a gold mine.
Sound like you got a good blowing pole. That sounds like a combination
of me. I tell you what, Eddie Kane, before you come down here, you better go get with Jim Tom and all them boys up there with that moonshine and get you some money before you come down here and mess with us.
Okay. Hey, one thing about me, I can bet my own. I don't need nobody to bet for me.
Yeah, that's what the Dream Team said.
Dream Team?
Yeah, I got a quick question, actually, man. What's the prediction, man? I mean, what's the bike favor? When you cross the 8 mile mark, what's the outcome gonna be?
That sounds real childish, I promise. Let me tell you something, Chris. You should have asked me that question. I guarantee I'm going to put four bike inks on him. I'm going to make him do like Chris Moore, get out the gas and say my nitrous wasn't spraying.
You won't bet on that, Wee. Hey, look here.
I bet on anything. You better ask somebody.
You bet on it then. You bet on the four bikes, I'm
going to
get off your ass.
Oh, no, dog. You won't do that. Because I'm going to tell you, now, Purple Rain, you know this for sure. Soon as he lift that front tire off that 1,000, boy, ooh, when you hear that booster go, it's over with. It's over with, boy. It's over with.
You see head busting ride by in the air. That's the same way I'm going to do your ass.
Man, and you actually thought you were going to be head busting walking down the track like that. Man, you's a fool. Because once that booster, and don't let me cut the tree down on you, because I'm known to cut a perfect light.
If head boss is on here listening, he can get it too, for whatever.
Oh, man, now you're going crazy. Chris, get him on here. He's going mad.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. He can get it.
This man will call out the fastest booster in Georgia and the fastest 1,000 in the world and think he's going to get some credit with it. You got to prove something, baby. You got to prove something.
I'm figuring out where you get you the fastest. You get the fastest in Georgia. You get this man the fastest in the world, you the fastest in Georgia. Hell, ain't nobody in Georgia then.
Look, I'm not talking crazy. What I said was I can prove that. I'm the fastest high booster in GA, and we a big state.
We a big state.
Okay, all right. Well, you can say what you want to. I'm being real. Can't nobody come over here and say I'm lying. I didn't say the world, because that'd be the lie. That'd be a lie.
All I can tell you is get all the money you can get, and it will be covered. Whatever you can get.
Oh, here we go.
Don't take a loan out. Loan out on that fat damn motorcycle.
Here we go. Now I got to go take a loan out. Okay. All right.
You so sure you're going to put four bikes on?
Yeah, I got fun. But I'm the only guy that can blow up a motor and call a man out in 2 weeks and run him again and win the race. Well, I'm the only man that can do that. I don't even see top dogs doing that. I don't even see cats on TV doing that. Well, you better ask them.
I did it twice this year. I did it twice last year.
I know. Quit playing, dude.
CJ, we're not talking about no Kawasaki's. I can blow them up and have them back in an hour. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Purple Rain, did you hear this man? Kawasaki? Come on. Wow. Wow.
If you only knew.
Yeah, if you only could drag race. See, all you can do is sit in the lobby of a hotel and talk to your rider about what he did wrong. Like I saw you in Hattiesburg. You were talking to Shane.
I raced triple the time you raced last year. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, kudos to you. But it's 2013.
You just said I don't race, so what are you talking about?
CJ, you do not race. You do not ride. All you do is sit back and rub your belly and eat barbecue and gumbo.
I'll repeat it since your hair is in your ears, since your brains are caught up in your ears. I rode my bike against more people three times as much as you did last year. You can be sure no.
Okay, well, you know what? Which mayor do you want off the wall? I'm at the county fair. Which mayor do you want off the wall since you won the prize?
I'll take the big one.
Well, you know what? You're going to get this little stick man behind the counter right here. Because you...
Hey, you just said you're working at the fair, ain't you?
You know, I'm going to trick you like they always do me. You get this little stick man behind the counter.
I'll come over that counter.
Cousin Cut, I just got to receive the message, man, that the Angola camp said has a warrant out for you, man.
Wow.
Hey,
Brother Ray, you heard that. Do y'all got any good lawyers over there? Wow.
Yeah, he won't show up.
They said, wait, dude, they got a warrant out for me.
No, you.
You under arrest, man.
Well, I tell you what, they better come in and search for the right thing, because they put their hand on the wrong thing now. I'm screaming bloody murder. Bloody murder.
Look, we got another caller here. We're going to open up the line here. 5051, your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Just here.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Listening to that clown talk.
Oh, okay.
Well, you need to do something else. You need to turn down all that noise in the background.
I ain't got no noise, faggot. Shut up.
Wow.
Nobody's talking to you.
Wow.
Mr. No Show.
Man, I mean, why you had to come over here and just disrupt everything like that, man? Look, you ain't got to call me out my name. Whatever you think about me, just keep it to yourself.
I wanted to. Nope, I wanted. You run your mouth, I'm going to run mine.
Wow, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to just ignore you.
Mr. No Show?
Yeah, you right. Whatever.
Yeah, I am right. You do the show.
Hey, anyway, CJ, how's the weather over there?
Yeah, that, change the subject because you didn't show up.
CJ, how's the weather over there?
CJ,
Mike,
you ain't got to tell him nothing.
What up, Mike?
This ain't Mike, this Neil.
Oh, okay. It's
he
snowing
still
up
didn't
here.
Because, see, I can't be ignorant, but I was taught.
Be ignorant. Go ahead. I'm going to put my little nephew across your ass when you get to the track.
Yo, look,
we was waiting on you to show. Yeah, we was waiting on you.
Why everybody that called got to put somebody on me? Why don't you be a man and do it yourself?
Because I'm 260 pounds. You make it right.
Well, you know what? You know what? You're a disgrace. You need to call insanity. You need to call the dude with insanity. And
yeah, whatever. I'm not fat, fool. I'm not fat.
Yeah, 260 pounds. You're sloppy.
Yeah.
You're sloppy.
Okay. You think I'm sloppy.
All right.
Who is that on the phone? Who is, I know that ain't CJ. Yeah, that's CJ on the phone. Do you believe? That's CJ 400. Who said that? Is that CJ 400?
Yeah, what up?
What's up, you? The best suntan on Psycho Bike is CJ. Janet Donut eating 400.
He got a
110 foot with a jelly donut in the front of him.
CJ, you know what that is, huh?
No,
I can't hear him.
He got the best 60 foot on Psycho Bike with a jelly donut in the front of him.
Who is
wow.
that?
He's got a slick and slide in his hand.
coming back over there to get his revenge. And I'm sure he won't be on no 6-8-inch bike, huh?
The bike wasn't 64 inches.
The funny thing is that they had a bike that looked just like Shine's bike, but they wouldn't race that one. They wanted to race the one that was 10 inches longer with a split.
Hold up. Day after that race, the bike is, and the other bike he rode was not 64 inches. Get y'all facts right. The bike is 68 inches. This Neil talking. Neil?
Who is that talking? Who?
Neil,
what's that about you got, Neil?
I have a ZH14 and a booster to ride.
Can you get it up here to Memphis, yes or no?
If I wanted to go to Memphis, yes.
I didn't ask you what you want to do. I said, can you get it up here, man?
If I want to go to Memphis, yes, like I just said before.
I didn't ask you what you want to do. It probably won't go and run out folks at here.
Can you come to Memphis?
Who's that talking from Memphis?
Can you come to Texas?
I'm in Memphis, fool.
Y'all got jokes.
Hey, Chris, we're going to line it up, boy.
Cut,
I appreciate you starting
out,
but we're going to line it up, boy.
Chris,
who's that talking from Memphis?
That's kid.
I don't think so. I don't think that's him.
Hey, it's Mr. Jalumbong, Brian. It's Mr. Jalumbong. VH10, where is the Dream Team? Where is
the Tackle Box? Hey, Cousin Cut, hold up. Let me take your D-ball first. Now, Cousin Cut, me and Tackle Box, we all right. I'm going to let y'all in this. But I'm talking about that bomb. CJ400, the jelly donut that he made, and keep the bomb dead out there doing them dumbass races.
ZH10, when I saw that he was riding the cheetah bike, I already knew his day was done. That bike is garbage. You know what? If Willie Brown is on the air tonight, you get to leave in the April mile in Tweed. You get to move. You get to move in the April mile. I know, with the cheetah bike. I know something about that bike y'all don't know.
Hey, Cup's good. They ain't riding them but some pigs in the blanket, man. They won't get out of their own way, man.
Trust me, I know.
Hey, Neil.
Neil.
The bomb is off the phone.
Neil's gone.
Yeah, that's Neil, CJ.
Man, Neil ain't going to do it, man. He got a boost and a 14. You know he confused. He don't even know what the hell he want to ride. Damn.
Shut up. You funny.
Hey, goofball, shut up for a second. Hey, Neil, did you say shine?
He don't even know what he want to ride, man.
Man,
he got a damn fool. I bet
you
now one of them won't get out each
other's
way.
Well, come find out.
Hey, you got to get the message, man. It's me and you.
Like I told you, come find out. I'm not traveling to you. You ain't nobody.
Yeah, hey, shut that motherfucker up for a second.
They beat me. So they got the hollering hoop. They're hollering. They want to put somebody else on the bike because they're saying that we had the Phantoms motor in that bike. So they said they wanted to put Shine on it. We told them we didn't give a fuck.
Wow.
They asked, they asked if we would do it for the amount of money that they wanted to. We said that. It wasn't a big deal. We were just there racing all day. It didn't matter.
I hear you.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it wasn't that something was just, everybody was taking a gamble. Some faggots didn't show up, so they shouldn't be saying anything, you know?
Wait, you know what? They didn't say none of that on Psycho Bike, so now it's a business.
Because why? Because it didn't have to be said on Psycho. We're not like you trying to win no awards. We're out there racing.
Hold on. First of all, what I'm saying is that it was actually some grudge racing going on. So don't get beside yourself, kid.
There was grudge racing going on. I'm not a kid.
Go ahead and have your show. But actually, what I was saying,
there is no show, dog.
I didn't think no girls racing was going on. You know, I'm used to coming in Georgia. We used to come up to somebody and say, "What you want to do?" I don't wait till the sun go down.
That's what we did all day long. Cause we raced from the time the track opened.
You know, man, I'm telling you, man, I mean, for those cats out that way, I wish y'all, and Purple Rain can vouch for me, I wish y'all can come over here to Bound Austin Squeeze in a race over here. Because time you pull through the gate, you getting called out.
We did that when we showed up there. We came from Houston. We raced all day. We made 9 passes for money. We didn't shake down all day.
Okay, well, what y'all gonna do when a guy like me come over there to Dallas? Come over there to Dallas.
We're going
to
pump you up.
Oh, no, dog. Let me tell you something. I hear about fast stuff coming from the east side, from the east coast all
Custom
the time.
Listen to me, dog. Just like before this last race, we didn't talk about shit. We told Chris and them we were coming to race. That's what we did all day long. If you come to Dallas, we're going to sit just like you, and we're going to race you. Period.
Y'all honestly, and you could put your word on that. Y'all honestly gonna race me.
Custom Cuts, if my bike is together at the Dallas race, you gotta race, dog.
Here we go. What I'm saying is, if I come over that way, can you set aside some bill money, some house payment money,
and have your
bike ready?
First of all, nobody down here ain't broke. If the bike is together when you come, you gotta race.
But Neil won't be riding with us because it's probably going to be
Lizzie. I'm not going to ride, cousin. My nephew's going to ride. My nephew's going to ride.
Your nephew, I don't care nothing about him. I mean, a rider is a rider. Look,
that's cool.
I don't care if he weighs 55 pounds. I don't care nothing about who sit beside me. The only thing, you know what? Now, listen. Let me say one thing to everybody out there listening. I'm gonna say one thing to everybody that's out there listening.
You ain't gonna say shit. Hold on, hold it.
Wait,
pump your brakes right now. Pump your motherfucking brakes.
Wow.
Don't you say you're gonna do the Willie Brown back in the 8th of mile? You don't give it what?
Wow. I mean, look.
What did you say?
Hold on, let me tell you something. That expired 5 minutes after I said it.
That's what I told him. You're the only
black leprechaun that's washed up in grudge racing.
Look, do what you say. He ain't gonna do motherfucking thing, Sean. And he's trying to hate, just like I told TJ. It was a gamble we took just to get a race. Because Fred asked for it. That's all.
Chris, is making an 8th of mile or a quarter mile? He's making an 8th of mile, quarter mile.
It's 8 mile. You can't run the quarter mile.
I thought it was a quarter mile. My fault, Shine. I thought it was a quarter mile. We go head up.
Shine. Nice. You told me I had a history with Willie Brown. I ain't never 3 pass on Willie Brown fight. You said I had Willie Brown fight is nothing. You said it had a hit. I heard you, but I couldn't say
you get the back tie.
I heard
you. You get the back tie. I thought it was a quarter mile track.
You get baptized. You ain't talking no. You told him you had the itch in an eighth of a mile at Macon. That's what you said. I heard you.
He lives like he just left Louisiana.
You know what, CJ? You know how I do him, CJ? I'll come off the trailer. He can make all the shakedowns he wants. I'll come off the trailer and take the hit.
And when I beat your retarded ass with the hit,
I'm going to come back and run your head up.
I tell you this right here. I tell you what, see, you're going to come off the truck. Everybody said that. Everybody heard that tonight. See, you're going to come off the truck. See, you're going to come off the truck. You get that race right there. You come off the truck. I make many passes I want to.
I want it.
I give you the hit.
I don't give a damn. Who we need to lock in with?
Anybody. But I know something personal about that bike. You just a rider. You don't own nothing.
I don't need to own it. Look, let me ask you something.
What's your record on the cheetah bike? 0-1
I never even rode the cheetah. This is my first time even sitting on the cheetah bike.
But you're a pro rider.
Look, I'm gonna come off the trailer and take the break and make it.
Okay, wait. You know what? You got it. You know what? I can stand to win a little bit.
Man, what's today? I'm gonna tell Dan
to blow that joke up the first pass. Then we're gonna speak another moment.
You better blow it up. That's the only reason I won't get to your ass. You blow it before I get to you. You better blow it up.
Hey, I'm gonna tell Dan to blow it up. I'm gonna have Dan there. I'm gonna have the whole damn camp there.
I ain't making damn pass. I'm gonna come straight out the trailer on your head.
Hey, Purple Rain, you better bet with me, dog. I'm telling you, you better bet with me. We coming off the truck, right. And I'm going to tell Dan to blow that joke up.
Okay. All right. Man, what's the date, man? March 30th. Okay.
He don't even know the date. Come on, man.
March 30th, I'll be there.
And you know what? I know this is going to mess up a lot of races for me for giving this this booster, this motor booster, the brake. But I'm going to tell you, the only reason why I'm giving this bike the brake because it's shine. It's an old school rider, an old washed up rider trying to ride against the new school.
Anybody want to bet this shit
going to
change before March the 30th?
He going to change it.
Because it's going to be good down there, man.
Yeah, you know what? But he just don't know. The owner of that bike stay here in Georgia. The owner of the bike stay like an hour away from me, and he a ghetto owner. He'll take a coat hanger and try to hold a swing arm up with it. Trust me,
okay.
I know.
Well, he can do it. I hope he got enough clothes hanging up to hold your ass when I get off of it.
Yeah. You know what, Chris? I've been in this game a long time. I never seen somebody try to remake a name for themselves.
I'm not trying to remake your name. All I'm going by what you just got on this phone and said. You didn't think I was on the phone. You said, oh, when the Brown swore back, oh, yeah, that bike got the break in the eighth of a mile.
I just told you that. Why you keep talking about it? After I get finished knocking Eddie Kane off. After I get this knocked him off, I'll come knock you off.
Here we go.
Already changing it.
It ain't gonna happen. Wait.
First of all, Eddie Kane asked me for a race first. We already talked about this at 8 o'clock tonight. Eddie Kane get the first race out of me because he's a big fish. You ain't nothing but a catfish.
You ain't nothing but a butter catfish, okay?
A butter catfish.
Okay. We'll be all that, man, but you ain't gonna race.
You ain't gonna race nobody. You come up with excuses already.
I'm excuse. Look, first on first.
Me and Michael Phillips, who's sitting trapped waiting on your monk ass to show up in Louisiana.
You know what?
I'm not gonna make
no comment about Michael Phillips. He's an upstanding guy. He is a world champion. I love everything he's done in grudge racing. Michael Phillips, you're the best. You're the best.
Well, you know what? He had his motivation.
No, because you know, I don't want nobody to call Michael Phillips and say I said anything wrong. Michael Phillips, you're the best. I have nothing against you.
Well,
you're a stand up guy.
Okay. Now hold on. Getting back to the other boy. The kids are still on his phone. ZXT kids still on his phone. I got an old man, 59 years old, got a stock ass booster sitting up in the air. I would get it and beat the skin off his ass.
Oh, he did drag you on the street, didn't he? Oh, man.
Hell no.
Oh, let me see if I can find a twin. Oh, Sean, let me see if I can find a twin. Let's see.
Yeah, find him and get the ass on. Okay, while you're trying to find him, let me ask CC a question.
CC, this is just a yes or no. No big deal.
If you could
get a hand clutch, we're gonna Shine will give you the break in the eighth if we got a true hand clutch. If you can't find one, I understand. No big deal.
Okay, look, what do you mean by a hand clutch? A true stock hand clutch.
No lockup, just a stock clutch. What they talk
okay.
about the factory with.
Okay, are we talking about on the same bike, or are we talking about he on a
600
and I'm on a 14?
We don't care what
kind of
bike. As long as they got a street child, we don't care what kind of bike.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to be on a Kawasaki. You know what he said about Kawasaki's, right?
CJ, I'm going to tell you this. Okay, here's the deal. I'm gonna be on a 2013 Booster, and Shine can be on a 2013 ZX6.
Yes,
sir. Yes. Yeah, you know, you said two hand clutch. If he can pull water out of dry well, let's do it. He'd be on a 600, and I'll be on a Booster, true hand clutch. Let's do it. Hit up.
That means I'm just that much better of a rider than you. I need to be on a 600.
No, that means I'm smarter than you.
That's what it is.
We'll take our clutch back. I told Tackle Boss I never let a dude with a receding hairline beat me. And Shine, from what I see, you got a receding hairline, so you fall in that category.
Shine, you would never beat me.
We're gonna have a
loser get their haircut match. Hey,
why don't you tell everybody what you told me about off the F I beat cocaine? Oh, custom cuts. I knew you were gonna do it.
I just said good job. Hey man, I'm just being a sportsman. I just said good job. You won. What am I gonna say? Good job if you got your ass whooped?
No, Dad, come on now. I just said good job. You need to tell everybody how you came out the sand. You came out the bleachers and shook my hand. And you know what? For once, I felt like a champion because Shine was shaking my hand after I won.
You felt like a champion because you finally won one race.
Wow.
This is Miss Booster. This is Miss Cheetah. Now, if you whoop your ass down in that also, then we have a damn clothesman hanging off that damn swing when we whoop your ass in that also. This mess, Peter, baby. This mess, Booster. When we whoop that ass down in that also, then we have a clothesline hanging on that damn swing. I'm going to tie that ass up. I can't wait to see
that. Wait, let me tell you something.
I want to see that swing arm hanging then.
You know what, Todd? I'm going to tell you this right here. Y'all better be ready, because y'all done got beat by this fight before. In the half.
When y'all got beat by that fight?
Y'all got beat by this fight in the half.
I'm gonna send some money, cause I know that little old gay faggot ain't gonna show up. Well, he don't have the phone. Yeah, he's
on the phone.
He's
on the phone.
I got on
him.
He
got
on
him.
He got
him clowning right off stage.
He got skin when I got on there. I ain't gonna do you nothing. I'm gonna let you survive.
Somebody pulled a hook out of the Apollo.
Tell him I'm finna go ahead and get out the line. Tell him I'm finna hang up. I'm finna go ahead and eat with these good rich white folks right quick. I'm telling you.
Mike, you a damn fool, boy.
I'm trying to give me some of this good money, so you know I got to be on my best behavior.
Come on. Be right back.
Yeah. I'm going to use my phone. I can't say nothing. I'm going to walk in this restaurant, but I'm sure we're going to be listening.
We ain't going nowhere. We're going to right here. We're going to roast him. Where you going, baby?
Yes, sir.
I don't think he want to get trying. I don't think he want to get back on the phone.
Yeah, I know he don't. I know he don't. I'm trying to find a VSC kid because I need that 60. That 60.
He ain't said nothing since he was bumping earlier.
Yeah, he hear me. He don't know. He hear it. He know what I'm talking about. He don't want to say nothing.
He's gonna try to get
Neil to come to Memphis. What are you gonna do? Neil take you to dinner?
Hey, China, he show up in Texas, he show up and get fucked up.
What are you gonna do, Neil? Take you to dinner? He talking about a 14 in the booster. He can't do nothing with now one of them. He ain't got nobody to stop the H10. Where you going?
Hey, China, he don't want to see now one of them.
He don't want to see, man. If you have a 450, he don't want to see it. Man ain't got nothing,
hey,
man.
And old Custom Cuts, if he come to Texas, man.
Man, look at him. Neil, I got a little 61-inch stock motor booster with a little street turbocharge on it. I dare anybody in Memphis, Tennessee to say anything about getting to the gate. Any of them. I double down. Twins, Jenny, and everybody else.
I don't
wait. Double down.
You get it to the track, and you got all the action you want with this motherfucker.
I got a street bike. I ain't got no track bike.
I got a street bike.
But I catch you on that gate.
Okay.
I'll your ass on that gate.
Oh, Shine, can I ask you a question?
You get to the track.
Oh,
he
shows up.
With my bike.
Shine, can I ask you a question?
I got a street bike, twin.
Okay, we're
on the gate, though, because all this construction been going on down there. And we'll go to the street.
Oh, Shine.
All this construction been going on. Too much construction down there.
No, you're scared. Ain't no construction. What do you mean construction? You know we've been raising. Ain't no construction back there.
I'm going to
reconstruct your head down now. But if you get to the train, I'm going to show you.
You can't show me nothing. Okay.
I told you this last year. My bike will never make it to the track. But I will run you on the street. Sign you something for the street.
I don't have nothing for the street. I ain't racing on the street.
As long as you can bring that junk you got on the street. It ain't fast enough
for
the street.
You just make yourself look like a real dummy. I'm so close to white when he comes to
the street. When Michael Phil was on the phone, you ran the closet. He in the bathroom behind the toilet. So don't come in the closet now.
Get
your ass back in the closet. Get your ass on back in the closet. Get on back in the closet.
Wait, hold on. First of all, I don't argue with dummies. I don't argue with dummies. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going
to
sit here and argue with y'all.
I want to know where that $60 is.
Yeah.
I want to call VXTK. I need that $60. I need that $60.
Sorry, man. That's a bad thing. You usually in bed by now, so you...
I need that $60.
Now, Shine just a watched up. He watched up. He
yeah,
has
been. I'll be all
been
that. I'll be all that.
Been watched
yep.
up.
He has
I
been.
I told you what, Twin. All you got to do is get you something to get to the gate, Twin. All you got to do.
It's the same man. It's the same
you
man that shook my hand.
Let me write your
phone
first.
Hey, CJ, what we going to do, CJ? Call me when we get to 14. We're going to go take it to the track and run Twin head up.
Yeah,
no
you
problem.
Know what, CJ?
No
CJ is straight fool.
Oh, yeah.
CJ is straight fool. Well, he's bumping you.
No problem.
We're right
hey, Twin. Twin can put anybody he want to put on his
bike. I'm
going to
run CJ.
What we're going to do is, I'm going to get on CJ's bike, and you got a track bike.
He just told Cuffin because he got all them races. So he needs to man up and get on his own bike and race me then.
I'm going to make it even sweeter.
I'm going to cover the pot.
I'm going to tell you, he used to run back in the day. He used to run a 1100R back in the day. He wasn't doing shit.
Okay, what is he talking about? That's right. Hey, CJ, when we get straight down, you come down here. We're going to run Twin Hill up with your bike.
You can put
anybody you want to put on your bike, Twin. I don't care.
No, I'm running my own bike.
I'm riding my own bike. He's going to ride his own bike. He ain't going to ride his own bike. He's going to ride his own bike. He's going to ride his own bike. Keep it jealous. Don't let an ass up in Chicago then. Well, whatever you want to call it. Hold on a second.
I will fuck your world up, Twin. You ain't say shit.
$10 man. I know you're on him. You be throwing up on the good.
We got Ken up in the corner here too, man. We got Ken calling for a second here too, so.
I need ZXT. I don't know why he's up on the bed now. He said I'm up on the bed. I need that $60. Look, Chris, if one thing about it, if you're going to pause one guy, you need to pause the next guy. Because once they start talking outside the box, don't pause the guy that didn't talk outside the box.
We had both of you pause in, man.
I'm gonna tell everybody something. If y'all think y'all gonna get next to me by saying I'm this and I'm that, okay, whatever y'all say, I'm that. If y'all wanna say I'm RuPaul or say I'm a faggot or say I'm this and that, it's okay with me. That's okay. But you're gonna have to answer to Caesar whenever you come to the track.
And that don't matter.
You know what? You the same dude, the last grudge race I was at, you was doggone giving me a high five for beating doggone Dream Team head.
You know what? Now,
give
me a
high five.
I realize what's going on now. You just so happy to be in my presence for me to even talk to you. You don't have to.
You know what?
You're so washed up,
you don't even realize that you washed up. Bro, you talking to the grudge race of the world.
I'm so washed up, Custom Cut, I can take your motorcycle and go faster than you. I'm just that washed up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You'll take my bike and go faster than me because you don't have a dime to put in my bike.
All you do, that's a mechanic problem. You need to tell me all you do, you know what, cheat a bike.
I'm gonna tell you, Tasha, if you listen, and this the lady that came on tonight, Tasha, if you listen, ask Shine how much money he gonna put in y'all motor to get it to run fast. Shine don't have no money. Shine is broke.
How you gonna be in somebody else's pocket?
Ask Shine how much you gonna put in that car.
Shine is broke too.
You just a hater.
What do you got? His access number, his bank account, or something? How the fuck do you know how much money you got?
I bet you the folk behind Shine got plenty of money.
Shine is broke.
You keep on getting that weed in your head, you're gonna be broke in a minute.
You got them people looking at his bank accounts?
You know what? I know people from Memphis, and they say Shine is broke. Your name is like a five-year pay here in Memphis.
I'm broke. What they got to do with my talent? What they got to do with my knowledge? I got that together when I had money, so it ain't going nowhere.
Hanging by a string, cause he's your puppet.
You stupid motherfucker. We've been friends for 30 years, dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, whatever.
CJ,
CJ, calm down, CJ.
No, you ain't got to tell him to calm down. You got to tell him to calm down. He's speaking
nah,
his mind.
CJ.
CJ from the old school. CJ from the old school. You know how
he ain't
about to pull out a
pennywhack.
He's about to pull out a pennywhack on you,
Jared. You know what? I don't get mad because somebody called me this or called me that. CJ, speak your mind. Speak your mind, CJ. What are you feeling right now?
Oosa.
Man, I'm going to put you all back in the corner now because we're supposed to be talking about grudge race. We ain't talking about no arguing or nothing, man. So let's keep this clean.
Yeah.
You put him back in the corner.
You need to put Cousin Tex in the corner because he ain't talking about shit.
No, race promoter. What's up?
Hey, when I'm going to get this call, man, who's locking on the road.
Wait, say what? I can't hear you.
When I'm going to get this call from this dude about this lock-in now.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on
the phone.
That's my boy, Fans Eddie.
That's right. That's right. What's up, man?
Fans Eddie. What's up, Fans Eddie?
I'm going to skin his motherfucking ass.
Eddie
Kane.
Hey, Fans Eddie.
Wow, he's going to
meet you with Eddie Kane, dude.
Here's another. Hey, you know what, Eddie Kane, next, he's going to be calling you to ask to ride the bike.
That's what
a poor man do. That's what a poor man do.
He ain't got to ask me to ride.
I'm going to tell the Grudge Racing world, if you're a good rider, you don't have to call to find a job. The jobs come to you. Shine is calling everybody to ride their bike. Shine, you'll never ride my bike because you're a loser.
Oh,
you're a washed up loser.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, he don't call me asking for my bike, but he can stop calling my bike. Hey.
You know what?
You heard that?
Before I call Shine, I'll call Jeremy Teasley or Richard Gasson to ride my bike.
Can we talk about racing?
Something he don't do.
Shine, will you keep your babies off the air tonight? Please.
She's right here in front of me. She's right here in front of me. So I might witness the echo. She's talking about more than what you talking about. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing more business, Joe. I might have witnessed it. That's right. She's talking more than you talking.
Custom
Cut.
Custom Cut. What you got locked in for the race already? You just weighing your options, see what's out there.
No, Eddie Kane. Shine, can you please quiet those babies down? You know, Eddie Kane.
No, go ahead on, man.
He's supposed to call me after a radio show tonight, and we're going to lock this race in. And that's all I got locked in right now. I mean,
I got you, Webb.
I got Eddie
ready to race. I'm pretty sure that'll be easy. There, all you got to do is tell Eddie a number and Eddie ready.
Yeah, you're right.
I got you.
Yeah, but that's
all
it.
Good.
I mean, that means that Shine talking
about.
I don't know.
When is this race? Custom Cut. This one that March 30th. That's that one.
Yeah,
March 30th. Okay. That should be a good one because I enjoyed myself at Chris and Ordy and Big J last race. That was a good one. I enjoyed myself down there. I'm going to try my best to make this one, too.
Yeah. I mean, I heard the gumbo was scrumptious. Yeah.
Man, everything was nice down there. The track worked down there. It was cool. Everybody had their bikes. It just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the first race of the year, man. Folks had to dial in. That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, everybody had a good time. But it's March the 30th, and it's the next race. So, I mean, really, I want to see what's going on. I mean, me and Eddie Kane, that's a race that's going to go on.
Well, I got you.
So, what y'all bringing, Ike?
That all depends on him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
that all depends on Sam.
Not what nobody else bring, cause I skin your ass. You ain't gonna be.
J1000 gonna be there with his all motorbike. Are you gonna have your bike there?
Yep, I might. If I'm coming, my bike coming with me. And if Sam come, BMF and the Apostle will probably be in the trailer with him. You know what I'm saying? That's just a problem. Now, he on the phone. You have to talk to him to get the full answer.
Right. I'm willing to buy J1000. You know, I'm telling you, I haven't talked to him, but I know he's going to be there because that's his home track. I'm willing to back him if you ride your bike against his bike.
What, my bike against his motorbike?
Yeah, against his motorbike. You're
Why
right.
Why don't you back him against him on his bike against me on my bike?
That's what I was just going to say. Hell,
you got
two big boys on All Motor 1000. That'd be a fair race, though.
I'm putting a big boy against you, Ike. I'm putting a big boy against you.
Try me a Nitrous 1000, and I'll run him head up. You got an all motorbike, and Sam got an all motorbike, and do that head up. Ain't no sense
listen,
even running on us like that.
Now, you know what? I came to you straight for, I said, you're Nitrous.
No,
you're
thank
Nitrous.
You. How about that? No, thank you.
No, thank you. So y'all heard it in the girls' world. Ike Turner is turning down an all motorbike against his Nitrous bike with a light rider on it, which is him, against J1000.
Dog, I weigh 190 pounds. What's light about me? That's what I'm saying. I mean, this ain't about me. Possum is right there trying to get that race with J1000. Why would I jump in and not let him get his race? That's crazy.
No, but I'm saying you didn't mention nothing about that until I said it. What I'm trying to do is get some races up for the race. That's it.
I just asked you what was going on, and you just let me know that J1000 was coming. And you say, well, Sam coming. I say, well, if Sam come, the all-motorbike probably will be in the trailer. So naturally, the next thing I would have said was, well, hell, let's let them do their race. But you didn't give me time.
What I was saying is that I wasn't trying to shake no feathers or ruffle no feathers, man. I was just asking, what would you do with that bike? It's no kind of call out. That's all I was asking. I was just asking that. If you can't do that, then you can't do nothing.
I let him race Sam is what I do.
Okay, all right. Now, Ike, let me ask you something. What would you do with my brother on my bike against you?
How about you jump on that hand clutch bike and me jump on our hand clutch bike and let's race head up? And you're 30, 40 pounds lighter than me.
Now,
how about
actually,
that?
I'm way lighter than that now. But anyway, that bike is coming from Star Racing, and they're trying to sponsor me in a way. So we're really testing the bike that weekend. So
just say no, thank
them,
you. I got you. Just say no, thank you.
Hey,
I got a question for you too. Ain't J1000? Ain't Keisha on a slick now?
I have no idea. J1000, if you're listening tonight, will you please press 1 and explain the setup of your bike, please?
Jerry got both our numbers. He could call her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't really that deep because it's something you said. Now, I don't want nobody to twist up. Jerry, if you're listening, this is all out of Jerry's mouth. I'm just asking a question. Is the bike on the slick? No.
My name is
Gerald, I like that. That's gay.
No, my name is
Custom. Who trying to sponsor that too?
Wow.
Nobody. He lying. He just saying it.
Quick
air.
Hey, who is Jerry?
That ain't the one. Who is Jerry?
Wow.
Can I who is Jerry?
I
don't know who Jerry is.
I beat AC Home. I beat Chris Moore. I beat Cocaine. I beat L because they bike broke. So I'm a nobody. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got we have two callers. We have two callers. We're gonna hold up the lines here. I'm 6069.
That's
your
the first realist thing he said.
Yeah, it is really.
6 to 6 to 9. Your line is open. Okay, 9017. Your line is open.
Hey, kid, I got to tell you again. The VX10 kid still on him.
$60.
I need that
$60,
man.
$60.
$9.17.
Your line is open.
$60.
Yeah, this kid
on.
Okay, what's going on?
What's up?
Can't call it, man.
catch up. See what's going on. Get in the conversation.
What's up, kids? On this custom cut.
With you, man.
Ain't nothing. It just needed you to come on here and clarify something. Was there any grudge racing going on in Louisiana?
No, man. Everybody was just pissed. That's all they were doing.
Man, get that clown off the phone.
Wow.
That's not true.
One more shit going on, man. I look, asked a lot of people for races and shit. Everybody got tested and shit. But I had a good time with Big J and them and Cha Cha and being there. All them guys cool as hell. So,
who are they, Kill Zone?
Yeah, this is me.
What's up,
man? What's up with you?
I ain't nothing to it, Pim.
Hey, can you beat Kill Zone, man?
Man, Chinese turn down all that noise in the background.
I ain't got no noise in the background. Why are you calling the fan in my phone? It must be your phone. You calling somebody in my phone. It must be your phone. And Kill Zone came up to Willie Brown and said something about racing. We were going to race him.
Yeah.
He said he didn't want me to ride the fight. Am I lying, Kill Zone?
Yeah, I said that. But God,
Kill Zone
didn't want me to ride the fight, right?
Ma'am.
Say what?
Kill Zone a clown, ma'am. He ain't going to race nobody.
Say what?
Wow.
Kill Zone a clown. He ain't
going to
race nobody.
Oh, no. Kill Zone was trying to get it in at that event. I watched that with my own two eyes. Whether y'all believe it or not, I watched that boy go around that whole track, dancing there with everybody. And he thought he had a chance where he asked a few people for races out there that day.
He went around everybody no broke. That's all. Everybody
done
broke.
Say what?
You got the break when we come back around.
But we got to race that day. We got to race that day now.
Yeah, we going to race that day. What you talking about, Chris? You need to tell him that I race. We left Queens and went to Reynolds and did the race with Tootie.
Well, we got about six more minutes, guys.
When you what you gonna do? Make me wait all day long.
Man, look here. You better hope you get back to Tennessee after you lose that race with Willie.
Man, look here. Is you gonna make me wait all day?
As long as we race, that's what matters. I'm gonna make you wait as long as
you can't make me wait all day.
I'm gonna make you wait as long as I can make you wait.
I might have to race somebody else, man. Why are you gonna make me wait?
Right.
We need to go and get out of here.
Hey,
I'm gonna have to race somebody else. Why you can't come on there, Cuzzle Cup? Make you a couple of passes and let's get out home. That way we can get that on out the way.
Let's do this. I'm gonna give you the break before 3 o'clock. But if anything happens, if I lose, you run me head up right after that.
All right.
Okay. I'll run you when I beat you with the break, I'll come back and run your head up.
Okay, well, is that a bit? We got to do two races.
Yeah. We're going to do two races. When I whoop you, I'm going to come back and run. I said that already.
Okay, well, let's do that then. You know, everybody here tonight, we'll do that.
What time is the track open? Gates should open around maybe 10 and then we should start racing around 12 or 1.
All right, Shine, do you want to be on the track by 2 o'clock? By 2 o'clock, it's fine. Okay, all right, cool, because you know you can't touch the track. I can make many passes as I want to, and everybody knows that I'm not going to make more than one pass. Okay, that's cool. Because when DTM show up with that winter bagel with the long trailer with the air conditioning in it, and Caesar's sitting on the inside. Don't get scared. Do not get scared.
Oh, my God. I don't care, man. I don't care.
This one right here off of Young and the Restless, some type of shit.
I swear.
Man, that dude a riding, bro. He like to ride on the track.
Wow.
He like to ride on the track.
Look, don't say the Young and the Restless. Say as the world turns, because...
I'm gonna turn that hairline that Shine got
from the front to the back. So Shine, you'll be looking like you 20 years old when you're really 40 years old when I beat you.
Look, guys, we got about three more minutes left. We got two more lines here. We're gonna open up here before the line. 8670. Your line is open.
We gonna sit together right here.
Let me talk to my fans. Who has my custom cut?
Kill Zone. Me and J1000 had talked. I've been trying to race J1000 with my Moto 1000 forever, but that seems not to be happening. But we can do something unless you're still going to make it wait until the end of the year on Trooper.
That may be possible. It depends on, like, how the racing scene go and shit, man, because, you know, there's going to be other races out there, too.
Yeah.
But either way it go, man, I'm gonna try to get at least two races off. And you know, I know I said I was gonna wait, but I might have to go ahead and fuck Snow and Trooper up.
There you go. Now you're talking, because I want to see that, buddy. I'll ride me and you head up.
Well, they said Kills on hand, Snow and Trooper. How y'all gonna do that? That was the rumor was going around that he bought it. That's what they said.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an amazing sight to see, won't it?
I ain't lying. I guess y'all more gonna hook up on the same bike.
Hold on. I'm willing to bet some money that guy still got his bike.
I know he still got that damn bike.
I'm just saying what people saying though. You
that motherfucker just got a new pair of shoes on it. Daddy just got a new pair of PSTs on it.
I wouldn't even put that shit on Possum. I couldn't even say too long. Got Possum bike. That damn pair of shoes on that.
Oh, we got 20 more seconds, guys. We got 20 more seconds.
Y'all keep underestimating Kia's on. I'm betting with him this year. I'm going down with him.
I've been sitting back for a while.
Hey, I'm telling you, if I make it to this race, the two races I'm betting with Eddie, and I'm gonna bet with Kia's on that. Them the two races I'm gonna try to go with on this race right here.
And we got a hand net with tonight, guys. So we're going to revene back here next week. Hopefully we can get these races going on. I'm going to make an announcement next week. We're going to get this.
I'm going to dust your ass kill zone.
You ain't going to do shit.
All right.
I'm going to goddamn.
We're going to holler at you.
I'm
going to
make you blow your shit up.
You're
going
to be taking a bad
Hey, appreciate it, Chris.